Engaged fathers lead to better children. So how do we make this more of a reality? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kevin Schaefer, assistant professor in the School of Social Work at Brigham Young University, delves into which work policies and societal changes could help us build better families.
According to Pew Research, American mothers and fathers work essentially equal hours when paid work hours are combined with time spent on housework and childcare. However, compared to fathers, mothers continue to invest more time with their children and are marginalized in the workplace. While dads tell researchers they want to be more involved, inequalities at home and work endure. My research suggests that public policy and social institutions are barriers to involved fatherhood that help drive inequalities between moms and dads. In the United States, it's normative to think of mothers as primary parents and dads as their helpers. These expectations are taught through childhood socialization and reinforced in adulthood. Here are two examples. First, expectant fathers are often excluded from prenatal care and are asked to support moms, not co-parent with them. Yet we know that fathers engaged in the prenatal period do more at home, spend more time taking care of their kids, and are better dads in the long term. Second, the workplace often keeps dads from taking on a bigger role at home. The lack of family leave policies penalize mothers and burden fathers. My own work suggests that workplace culture matters too. Even the most reluctant father is more involved at home when they work for a family-friendly organization. It is well established that children flourish when they have engaged, nurturing fathers. Moms benefit at home and work when dads share in caregiving. The failure to provide supports for fathers blocks them from the opportunity to be involved in their families. This shortchanges dads, hurts children, and overburdens mothers. Until our public policy and social institutions take family life seriously, it seems that gender inequality at home and work will continue to endure.
That was Kevin Schaefer of Brigham Young University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.